time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
North Korea released three American prisoners in an apparent goodwill gesture ahead of a planned summit between Trump and Kim. In a tweet Wednesday morning, Trump said, "I am pleased to inform you that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the air and on his way back from North Korea with the three wonderful gentlemen that everyone is looking so forward to meeting. They seem to be in good health." Iranian politicians have reacted to Trump's withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear deal by burning paper American flags and questioning the president's mental capacity. Following Trump's Tuesday announcement, Israel readied bomb shelters in the Golan Heights, wary of reprisals from Tehran, while Wall Street braced for a lower opening. Fox News' Shepard Smith noted that Trump was not pulling out of the deal, but was violating it.
So what we have done is we've ignored the views of almost all of our allies except Israel, and gotten out of the Iran deal. So that shows Kim Jong-un...
You can't really get out of the Iran deal, though. There's no provision from that. You can make a decision to now violate the terms of the deal, which you were a party to,
right.
But pulling out is a bit of a misnomer.
The company set up by Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, to pay hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels, reportedly received payments totaling around $500,000 from a business linked to Russian oligarch Viktor Vekselberg after the 2016 election, according to files released by Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti.
Donald Trump's personal lawyer, currently embattled in the FBI probe, Michael Cohen, stands, and this is breaking, accused of taking $500,000 from a sanctioned Russian oligarch during Donald Trump's presidency. You did hear that right, and we will explain. This allegation comes from Michael Cohen's opponent, Michael Avenatti, who represents Stormy Daniels. And breaking right now, he has released information, 7 pages, which I'm going to walk through, and this tweet, where he talks about the allegation that Michael Cohen received $500,000 in the months after the 2016 election from a company controlled by a Russian oligarch who has been sanctioned by the United States and is linked to Putin. The very oligarch mentioned here in this new material, a man named Viktor Vekselberg, was not only sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury in April under the Trump administration, but he was also contacted by Mueller's investigators who reportedly questioned him 2 months ago, according to the New York Times. They snagged him as he flew into a New York area airport. Now, Vekselberg has not been identified as a suspect in connection with the Mueller probe.
Avenatti's report also said that Cohen's company, Essential Consulting, received payments from AT&T, Novartis, and Korea Aerospace Industries Limited in 2017 and 2018. In a statement to Huffington Post, AT&T confirmed that it made 4 payments totaling roughly $200,000 to Essential. Tuesday was primary day in West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, and North Carolina. In one of the most closely watched races, ex-convict coal baron and Republican candidate Don Blankenship lost the West Virginia Senate primary race to Patrick Morrissey, who will now face incumbent Senator Joe Manchin. Blankenship blamed his loss on the president.
My advisors tell me that it's time to concede, so we're conceding the election. My understanding is it's Patrick Morrissey, Attorney General. Again, the only thing I can tell you is I did what I could do to try to help the state get out of the 50th position economically and out of the first position in terms of drug overdose deaths. I'm being asked, of course, whether some of the things we did, whether it's cocaine Mitch or whether it's some of the other criticisms of Mitch McConnell or whether it's China people made the difference. I really don't think so. I think if there was any single factor based on the polling at different times, the debate and all the things I saw, it was probably more likely President Trump's, lack of endorsement. I don't know what to call it, but don't vote for Don. Tweet.
Gina Haspel goes before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Wednesday in her confirmation hearing to be the next CIA director. NBC's Hallie Jackson has more.
A former spy stepping out of the shadows and into the spotlight, with Gina Haspel, picked to lead the CIA, working to win over lawmakers.
Hello, everybody.
Her hearing today, high stakes and high pressure. A career intelligence officer who's run CIA stations around the globe, Haspel would be the first woman to lead the agency, controversial for her role overseeing brutal CIA interrogations after 9/11. U.S. intelligence officials tell NBC News Haspel once ran a secret CIA prison, a black site in Thailand, where a detainee was waterboarded and later helped facilitate getting rid of videotapes showing those harsh interrogation practices, which a Senate report later defined as torture. An investigation by the CIA into the destruction of those tapes cleared Haspel of any wrongdoing. Haspel tackling that topic head on. In her prepared testimony, she says, having served in that tumultuous time, I can offer you my personal commitment clearly and without reservation that under my leadership, CIA will not restart such a detention and interrogation program.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the architect of the September 11th attacks, who was tortured by the CIA, has asked to share six paragraphs with the Senate Intelligence Committee ahead of the confirmation hearing. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.